ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be talking about a very important topic and addressing a question related to that topic. The topic that we are going to be speaking about is consultation. As you know, consultation has been encouraged in the Holy Quran and the Hadith. By way of example, in one beautiful Hadith, we read the following: "Seeking to consult someone in one's affair is guidance in itself, and the one who suffices himself with his own opinion endangers himself." This Hadith has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam. Also in the Holy Quran, we read the following: "Those who answer their Lord maintain the prayer, and their affairs are executed by counsel among themselves, and they spend out of what we have provided them with." Right, so this is a verse in the Holy Quran which encourages good consultation, taking consultation with others before coming to a decision on an important matter. And Imam Ali also said, "There is no better support than good counsel." And in another hadith, he has said, "Seeking counsel has been highly emphasized because the opinion of the counselor is unadulterated, whereas the opinion of the one seeking counsel is polluted with his own whims." Right, so the question we want to pose today with respect to this subject is, who are the people whose counsel we should not seek? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from some hadiths which have been narrated regarding this subject. By way of example, in one beautiful hadith, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said this to Imam Ali alayhi salam, by the way, "O Ali, do not seek counsel from a coward, for verily he will confine and narrow the way out for you, nor from the miser, for verily he will hold you back from your goal, and not from the covetous one, for verily he will make greediness fair seeming to you." Right, so in this beautiful hadith, Imam Ali has been advised by the Prophet to stay away from seeking counsel from three groups of people. First, the coward, because obviously if he's cowardly, he won't, give you advice in such a way that, in an overly cautious manner. Another person is the miser, and he won't let you, he won't advise you to spend your wealth because, obviously he's miserly. And the next is the covetous one, because he will, advise you, in a greedily manner. Imam Ali also said this: "Do not seek counsel from a liar, for verily he is like a mirage. He makes that which is far appear near, and he makes that which is near appear far." Right? So this is also one of the people who we should avoid seeking counsel from. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the people who we should not seek counsel from, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Imam Ali alayhi salam, Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.